بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الحمد لله Tonight is the 21st of October in the year 2020 Alhamdulillah the last few nights I've been going through the various blessed descriptions that Allah the Almighty and Glorious Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given to the awesome day of resurrection. And thus far we've been through 15 descriptions given by the Almighty and Glorious. So to continue, the 16th, Yawmul Wa'id, Yawmul Wa'id, the day of warning. In Surah Qaf, Surah 50, verse 20, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ونفخ في السور ذلك يوم الوعيد And the horn is blown. Behold, this is the day of warning. And the horn is blown. Behold, this is the day of warning. So reflect. Allah the Almighty and Glorious has actually described the day of resurrection as wa'id. So when a person says, I'm warning you, we take it seriously. Even if you see a notice of the on the gate, beware of the dog, they're warning you. Are we going to take that more serious than the name that Allah Ta'ala has given to the day of resurrection? The day of warning. In other words, out of his compassion, he goes, this is the day that I've warned you about. The 17th, Yawm al-Khuruj, i.e. the day of emergence from the graves. Again in Surah Qaf, Surah 50 verse 42, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, يوم يسمعون الصيحة بالحق ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ الْخُرُوجِ The day when they will hear a mighty roar. Behold, this is the day of emergence. The day when they will hear a mighty roar. Behold, this is the day of emergence. So, khuruj means to come out. If you look at one of the sects of Islam, the Khawarij, those who broken away, the same root is mentioned. Breaking away, emergence, leaving. So one of the names that Allah the Almighty and Glorious gives to the day of resurrection is that Yawmul Khuruj, the day of emergence, i.e. from the graves. And if you reflect upon this, it's beyond our comprehension. Mankind with all its advancements, you know, they try to pride themselves on their advancements, which is a danger. If you look in the medicinal field, how much they've advanced. In the scientific, how much they've advanced. But then, like you say, bringing them back to reality. With all these advancements, have they brought the dead to life? One person. And just look at you like that. He goes, well, so what have you advanced in? If a person dies, they just put cloth over him. Because why can't you bring him back? So Allah the Almighty and Glorious not only brings one person back, instantly, trillions, instantly. So compare, that's why we can't compare to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he simply says about the day of resurrection, Yawmul Khuruj, the day of emergence. Single moment everybody comes back to life, imagine. The 18th, which is one of the famous names for the day of resurrection, As-sa'a, the hour. In Surah Al-Kahf, Surah 18, verse 21, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا وَأَنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا And of the hour, there is no doubt. And of the hour, there is no doubt. So now, why is it called the hour? Because it's 50,000 years. 50,000 years isn't 1 hour. So one way to understand this is, your hour has arrived. Even in English. Does that mean an hour? It means no, it means your time is now, you know, it's time. The hour has arrived. It's a figure of speech. So see, one way to look at it is Allah Ta'ala says your time has arrived. As-sa'a. Another meaning is literal. Because Allah the Almighty and Glorious is not limited by time. He's created time. So an hour is an hour in His estimation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in ours, it's 50,000 years. So if you look at your own life on this earth, how short is that? The twinkling of an eye. So this is one of the famous names. The hour. As-sa'a. The 19th. Al-waqi'ah. The inevitable event. In Surah Al-Haqqah, Surah 69, verse 15, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, فَيَوْمَ إِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. On that day, the inevitable event will occur. On that day, the inevitable event will occur. So why is it called Waqi'ah? In fact, one of the surahs is called Waqi'ah. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. The inevitable event. It means it has to take place. Nothing can stop it. Look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can anybody stop Qiyamah? You know, if you reflect seriously, it's Tawheed. Allah Ta'ala is teaching you Tawheed. Because nothing can stop this. It's inevitable. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةِ. On that day, the inevitable event will occur. Surah 56, verse 3. Two names are given. Khafida, Rafi'a. Khafida, Rafi'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Khafidatur Rafi'a. Lowered and elevated. Lowered, elevated. Surah 56, verse 3. Why is that? Why is it called the lowering and the elevating? Muhammad ibn Qa'ab al-Qurazi, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, it brings low men who in this world were raised high. And it brings high men who in this world were brought low. Subhanallah. So people that you look down on ignorantly, they're going to be high. And the people that you thought were the Khans and the Dons, as they say, they're going to be brought low. So what does Allah Ta'ala call the day of resurrection? Khafidatur Rafi'ah. Lowered and elevated. Look how beautiful these names are. And that's why now, you know, if you think about this, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in many verses of the Quran, he was told, do not drive away those who call upon their Lord morning and evening, seeking only His pleasure. What was the reason for the revelation of that verse in Surah Al-Kahf, Surah An'am, similar verse? The reason is that chiefs of the Quraysh came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the unbelieving chiefs. And they said, take these low lives away from us. The Sahaba. Those who were poor, because take these low ones away, then we'll sit with you. So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was concerned for guidance. So he knew that they wouldn't mind. He knew that they loved him more than themselves. And he also knew that the Prophet was intending for them to receive guidance bi-idhnillah. That went through his mind, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah the Almighty and Glorious revealed that verse. Do not drive away those who call upon their Lord morning and evening, seeking only His pleasure. So why is that mentioned? This is the worldly, you know, people turn to this. These are the high ones, these are the low ones. But in reality, who are the high ones? Right? The poor. But on the day of judgment, you'll see that. Allah the Almighty says, خَافِدَةُ الرَّافِعَةُ. Lowered and elevated. No good being high here and then being cast to the lowest depths on the day of resurrection. You'd rather be low here. And that's why the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, those who are humble, Allah Ta'ala raises them high. This is a promise of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another name, the 22nd, يوم التغابن, the day of mutual loss and gain, or losers and winners. In Surah Al-Taghabun, Surah 64, verse 9, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. Behold, this is the day of mutual loss and gain. ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. Behold, this is the day of mutual loss and gain. Why? Why is it called the day of mutual loss and gain? In Ibn Jarir and Ibn Kathir's tafsirs, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, it is one of the names of the day of judgment, for the people of paradise will have triumphed over the people of the fire. You've won. Now why is that important? Because in the world, sometimes evil wins. Well, they won. They can kill you. Have they won? No. Where's the ultimate victory? Paradise. And hell is the ultimate loss. So Allah Ta'ala says that you will see on the day of Taghabun, the day of mutual loss and gain, the winners and the losers. The day of the winners and the day of the losers. Look at all these beautiful names Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran about the day of resurrection. And they're kati. I keep reminding you, one of them is enough proof of the day of resurrection. Why is Allah Ta'ala mentioning so many? Because he's describing it. So you get a complete picture. And there's actually a hadith which is worth mentioning. The hadith is in Tirmidhi. And the Prophet ﷺ said that on the day of judgment, people will regret. So the Sahaba, they asked, Ya Rasulullah, we understand that the sinners will regret. But the pious, why would they regret? And the Prophet ﷺ said, they will regret they didn't do more. That's also why it's called taghabun, regret. And so basically, it's damage limitation. You're damaged, you're in now. No matter what you do, you're still going to regret. Even if you had the deed, the report says from Ka'ab al-Akhbar in Bayhaqi. He said, if you had the deeds of 70 prophets, you will still be petrified on the day of judgment. If you had the deeds of 70 prophets, you would still think... yeah, that you are unsuccessful. So don't start coming out with beauties like some people start saying, I think I'm solid. Right? He has not stood in anything when he makes that statement. Even, and how are we going to get the deeds of the prophets? 70 of them. Right? Meaning you're going to be in extreme fear on that day. Another name, the 23rd. Al-Haqqah. Al-Haqqah. The reality. In Surah Al-Haqqah, Surah 69, verse 1 to 3, Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He says, أَوْذِ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَالْحَاقَّةِ. The veritable truth reality. And what is the veritable truth reality? Would that you knew what the veritable truth reality is. Look how Allah Ta'ala is talking to us. If somebody goes to you, haq, what does that mean? It means there's no doubt. That only carries weight who's saying it. If a hypocrite says it, he's probably lying. Doesn't carry no weight. If a person of good character says it, it carries weight. If an awliya says it, it becomes, you know, virtually sealed in gold. If a prophet says it, who's saying this? Rabbul Alameen. And how many times does he say it? So you're listening, because he knows you better than yourself. He goes, the reality, Al-Haqqah. So what's one of the names of the day of resurrection? The reality. Meaning, if you think there's doubt, you've completely contradicted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's called it the reality, and you're doubting. And then he says, Mal-Haqqah. What is the reality? Then he says, Wama adraka mal-Haqqah. Do you know what the reality is? Look at the way he's talking. He mentions it. Then he says, what is it? Then he says, do you know what it is? And very, very few times he mentions that in the Quran. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ. But every time he uses that phrase in the Quran, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ, it's showing the immensity of what he's discussing. So where does he mention وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ? He's mentioned it with Laylatul Qadr. Isn't that immense? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ Bole Bali wants to do Quran, right? Why does he say that? Because do you know what Laylatul Qadr is? And why do we find that very interesting? Because we've got some idea of Laylatul Qadr. Even Bachari knows a little bit about Laylatul Qadr. Oh, that's why Allah Ta'ala is saying, yeah, because you've got to know what he's talking about. A complete buffoon goes, just a normal language, what are you getting excited over? Allah Ta'ala goes, do you know what it is? وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ And he says the same about Yamat. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَلْحَاقَ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ يَوْمُ الدِّينَ ثُمَّ مَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينَ Another place of the Quran. He's telling you, prepare for this. The 24th name. Al-Qari'ah. The day of pounding and pulverizing. The day of pounding and pulverizing. In Surah Al-Qari'ah, Surah 101, verses 1 to 3, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة The day of pounding and pulverizing. What is the day of pounding and pulverizing? Do you know what the day of pounding and pulverizing is? He said it again. وما أدراك How many times did he say وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ when he's talking about Qiyamah? He's telling you, get it into your skull. This is a reality. Why is it called pounding and pulverizing? And if you look at the tafsir, which we're not going to go into, it basically says that Allah Ta'ala is going to pulverize the universe. Stars are going to fall. So to me and you, that doesn't mean anything. Ask the astronomer. Stars are going to fall, what does that mean? He'll start choking. What do you mean stars are going to fall? Yeah, what does that mean? Because he knows what a star is. He goes, that means the system's collapsing. So stars are going to fall. So all the systems are going to collapse. And you're there on this little earth. So what's going to happen to it? It's going to be pulverized. Absolutely pulverized. So what Allah Ta'ala says, Qari'ah, the day of pounding and pulverization, it's going to be annihilated. The 25th name, Yawm al-Maw'ud, the promised day. In Surah Al-Buruj, Surah 85, verse 2, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Wal Yawm al-Maw'ud, and by the promised day. So Allah Ta'ala says, I promise this day. And he never breaks his promise, ever. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. 26th name, Yawman Thaqila, the severe, the heavy day. In Surah Al-Insan, Surah 76, verse 27, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Inna ha'ulai yuhibbuna al-ajila wa yadharuna wara'ahum yawman thaqila. Verily these love the gains that are achievable immediate. But they have put behind them the severe, heavy day. So this is a fascinating verse. Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He describes the world with a very interesting word. He goes, Ajila. So Ajila means immediate. Like a drug addict. I need a fix. Ajila. So Allah Ta'ala describes the world like that. You want a fix? You get it in dunya. Dunya is your fix. Ajila, immediate. And what does he say? He doesn't say you like it. He says you love it. Inna haula yuhibbuna al-ajila. Verily, these worldmongers, they love the immediate. There's an illness. You see people like this. I want this, I want that, I want that. He's got that illness. But then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَيَذَلُونَ وَرَاءَهُمْ يَوْمًا ثَقِيلًا But they leave behind them the heavy day. Yawman thaqila. Thaqil means the severe, the heavy day. Now, if you look at this verse, Surah 76, verse 27, if you look at the whole passage, the verses, the context, Allah Ta'ala talks about salah. And then he mentions, they will leave behind the heavy day. The context of the verses indicate that if you guard your salat, you will not have a heavy day. But if you do not guard your salat, your standing in that day is going to be heavy. Okay, interesting, right? Allah Ta'ala is hinting to something in these verses. That's your homework, if you care to read the Quran. Allah Ta'ala is hinting that you offer salat and prolong your standing. If you prolong it, I will make this standing easy. If you don't, he says in the verse, you're leaving behind a heavy day. And what's interesting, you get hadiths. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that, and it's in Abu Nu'im, that whoever offers long prostrations, this will help him on the bridge of Sirat. And whoever offers long standing, this will help him. I can't remember, right?
Is it a prostration.
And a prostration. Yeah. This will help him in the bridge of Sirat and standing.
Yeah.
They will help you make the day of standing easy, I believe. No, the grave.
The grave.
It will help the in you in the grave. So note, the salat is impacting your akhirat. So when people say, why are we praying? Right? You say, well, it's helping you. This is making the day easier. The more you pray, the more that day becomes easier. 27. Yawmul Fasl, the day of sorting. In Surah Al-Mursalat, Surah 77, verse 38, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Hada yawmul fasl. جَمَعْنَاكُمْ وَالْعُوَّلُونَ. This is the day of sorting on which we shall gather you and all the earlier communities. This is the day of sorting on which we shall gather you and all the earlier communities. So what does that mean? Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar, he explained, radiallahu anhu. It means to gather those who are alike. Those who committed zina will be sorted with those who committed zina. Those who dealt in riba will be sorted with those who dealt in riba. And those who consume intoxicants will be sorted with those who consume intoxicants. This is in Bayhaqi, Abdul Razak, Ruh al-Ma'ani, Ma'arif al-Quran, Volume 7, page 435, Ibn Kathir's Tafsir. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention about the day of resurrection? It's Yawm al-Fasl, the day of sorting. Now, why is that interesting? It's got nothing to do with what you have put your categories. We categorize people with wealth. That's our simple categorization. The more money you've got, the more successful you are. That's absolute bakwas. Right? In fact, the Prophet said, I've told you not to do it, but you'll still do it. There's a hadith that mentions that. When people ask you, what line of work are you in? That's what they want to know, which category you are. Say, brother, according to that, I'm in the lower standards. I'm a slave, right? So let's just cut to the chase. But who gives the monkeys about that? Right? On the day of judgment, you're going to be categorized in your deeds. Goes back to your deeds, which I mentioned yesterday. If you've done good, you'll be with the people of good. But if you are known, this is how you explain it. A person asked me a long time ago, he goes, what if a person prays, but he, let's say, he deals in riba? And the response is what you are known for. Right? Obviously, we fall into sin. So if a person, let's say, he's dealt in riba, he's repented, he's not accountable for that. But let's say he's dealt in riba and he hasn't repented. But he's only done it once or twice. Is he known for that? And the answer is no, he's not known for that. Therefore, there may be mercy coming his way. Who knows? But if a person is known for something, he goes, look, this guy's a drug addict. You're testifying to that. Then he will be raised up with the drug addicts in their group. Think about that. And there's a very famous hadith which highlights this. The hadith is in Ahmad Bayhaqi, Minishu Abbal Iman Mishkat. Roof meaning, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who do not guard their prayers, there will be no light for them on the day of judgment, nor will there be a proof. And they will rise up with Fir'aun, Haman, Umayyah ibn Khalaf. So what did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Those who do not guard their prayers, which group have you gone to? Imagine, Fir'aun's to your left. What the heck is he doing here? I'm not even in his ummah. Haman, he's not in your ummah. You're with him. And the one who the Prophet killed. The only one man. Why are you with them? Because The last thing on their minds was Salat. One was a tyrant, one was a sycophant, and the other one, he was, I don't know what he was, right? So you will rise up with these people. Now, why are you rising up with them? Because you've been sorted out. Like you get a sieve. You know, you get a sieve and you start sifting out the good from the bad. That is one of the names of the Day of Resurrection. And it's explicitly mentioned in a verse which we should all know. In Surah Al-Zalzala, Surah 99, verse 6, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. يَوْمَ إِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيَرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On that day, mankind will proceed in companies, sorted out to be shown their deeds. Famous verse. If you know it, right? Surah إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ. We should all know this surah. On that day, if you haven't learnt it, then God knows what you're doing with your life, right? On that day, mankind will proceed in companies, sorted out to be shown their deeds. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He says it again. You're going to be sorted, and you're going to be sorted, and you're going to be shown your deeds. So now, this surah, let me just finish with this. So, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ. When the earth is shaken in her last convulsion. So, if you ask a person, when's the last earthquake? The guy starts thinking about it. He goes, you're thinking about the not San Francisco. Qiyamah, that's one of the names. When the earth is shaken in her last zalzala. You know, it was interesting. Zalzala. Yeah, you know, you walk up there, because you know it's that word. Oh, I said that, didn't you? When you read it in Quran, did you realize then? Zalzala, zalzala ho gaya, ho gaya, ho gaya, right? إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. So when the earth is shaken in her last earthquake. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. When the earth brings forth its burdens. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And man asks, what is this? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, it will proclaim. The Sahaba asked about this verse in Tirmidhi, authentic. Because Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what does it mean? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. On that day, the earth will proclaim. How will the earth speak? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it will testify to all the good and evil that has been done on it. The earth is going to be a witness against you or for you. يَوْمَئِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيَرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On that day, it will proclaim its tidings, for your Lord will have inspired it. On that day, mankind will come in companies, sorted, to be shown their deeds. Then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. Whoever does an atom's weight of good shall see it. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. And whoever does an atom's weight of evil shall see it. Dharra doesn't mean atom. It actually means an ant. But the atoms mean by it the smallest thing. So, and Imam Shafi'i said about those last verses, if nothing of the Quran was revealed except those last verses of Zalzala, that would have been enough for our guidance. So think about that. And also when this surah was revealed, Abu Bakr Siddiq was the first to have been honored to hear it. And he stopped eating. He was eating something with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet goes, what's the matter? And he goes, whoever does an act of bear of good and evil, Ya Rasulullah, what hope have we got? And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that the evil is taken away by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't you fall ill, don't you trip. Right, so again, this is again, and whole surah is talking about the day of judgment. Imagine the whole surah, and how priceless is that surah. If you read it twice, you get the reward of a khatam of the Quran. One hadith says four times. It was the surah which a sahaba gave as dowry to his wife. The Prophet asked that sahaba, he goes, do you know anything from the Quran? He goes, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ. And the Prophet praised him, he goes, do you know surah Zalzala? But that doesn't mean he just learnt it, he understood it. And he goes, that's enough, teach your wife. And there's a bit of fiqh on that, right? Don't you start doing this, right? The Hanafi said, you have to give some money. Right? That was the royal, you know, prerogative of the Prophet. He used it there. The Shafis and the Hanbalis, they state, you can't do that. It wasn't a royal prerogative. So again, I've mentioned another 12 names from the glorious Quran, all qati, describing that awesome day. And like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what have you prepared for it? And one of the preparations is to become acquainted with it. Believe it or not, this is actually part of the preparation. You start to understand what Allah Ta'ala wants you to know. How has He described that day? And He's described it such length out of His compassion. So that you don't think, you know, I didn't know this. He's given all knowledge in the glorious Quran. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان ربي الحمد لله اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل الانسان ده في خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات وواصل بالحق وواصل بالصبر صلى الله عليه وسلم